Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 18th of March, and I'm recording at almost 9:10 here. And that is Greenwich Mean Time in London. Okay, well, this was an incredibly exciting day in here today. You're probably getting tired of me saying that, but I do find this is very lively, enjoyable, and mostly profitable stuff. But today, we had a bit of an all-change day. And you know what? It all started because when Janet Yellen spoke, she dropped the word patient. A patient from the Fed statement in terms of raising interest rates, but said that didn't mean that they would be impatient. Well, Wall Street went from a moderate loss at that stage into a very strong rally, and the Dow rose over 1.25%. The S&P was up almost as much. The NASDAQ, a little less here. It was up over 0.9 of a percentage point. And the Russell 2000, remember that smaller company index, which I described as the canary in the coal mine situation? Well, happily singing away and in flight because it's extending its overall upward break. So that's pretty good action here in a very nervous overall environment, and also at a time when we know that the strong dollar has really been a problem here for a lot of the U.S. multinational companies, particularly the exporters. So I've been mentioning in these audios for a while now that the Fed must be aware and must be concerned about the U.S. dollar, and that it must be tempting for the Fed to actually intervene. Well, we're never likely to know because they tend to do this surreptitiously, but we had a big downward dynamic on the U.S. dollar index in here today. Yeah, it's still trading here after hours, but it's currently at 97.53, and it has been as low as 96.62. Now, as I say, if the Fed did intervene in here today, we are unlikely, very unlikely to hear about it. It would just be rumors, such as my rumor that this is a distinct possibility. But if this is the case, then we are very unlikely to see that high just a little above 100 that we saw late last week. We're very unlikely to see that actually exceeded, certainly not in any kind of meaningful way. And what would be much more likely is that if the Fed intervened, is that the dollar would go into a very lengthy medium-term reaction and consolidation phase to consolidate those gains, which on the dollar index were really over 25% there. So what's the other possibility? Well, the other possibility is just that the big round of phobia level up at 100 spooked investors who were probably also considering, as I was, that this must well tempt the Fed to come in and cap that rally. And central banks are pretty active in these currency markets. Sometimes they shout from the rafters, but more often than not, they do it quietly, and nobody actually hears about it. You just see the result, and that's the less controversial stand to actually take, because if the Fed announced that they'd intervene, well, that would be a big headline item, and then they'd roll out every crusty commentator to comment on the situation, and of course a lot of them would be very disapproving. Okay. Now, what that was, I say, a big deal. And look at some of the other currency results in here right now. The euro, which was down there, below 105 at the beginning of the week, well, it's at 108.67 as I speak. So a good bounce. The yen slipped a bit, 1.32 yen down to 120.05. The Australian dollar has pushed up to 0.777. Sterling, good bounce in here if I can find it. Here it is, 1.4986. So again, up sharply. Again, I see a lot of dynamics in the market. The Indian rupee firmed a little further, and the Chinese currency, the renminbi, was very strong in here today, which is really quite interesting to see. So kind of, I think I mentioned this right in the beginning of my introduction, but kind of an all change here day, and give you some other evidence of that. So we're seeing a lot of people getting knocked out of overextended long positions and a lot of short covering on very very depressed things. Now, precious metals, which have really been a dog's dinner of late, but sharp rebounds in here today. Palladium up over 20 to 782, and change the silver. It's given up some of its gains, but it's up 31 cents right now at 1589. Gold up to 1167. So these are sort of knee-jerk responses from those oversold levels. Platinum getting maybe the best one in here, up to 1100, and no, palladium got the best one, but $1,115. So platinum, excuse me, up over $26. Now, let me go back to the Asia Pacific stock markets, which I usually talk about first. Japan had a good day this morning. It was not spectacular by any means, but up over half a percentage point on the index. TOPIX up to 3/4 of a percentage, 2/3 of a percentage point in here. And better still, China's Hang Seng, Hong Kong Hang Seng index up 0.91%. The Shanghai Composite up another eyebrow raising 2.13%. That's really strong. The China Enterprise, Hang Seng Enterprise Index up 1.22%. So very good gains here overall. Taiwan also quite strong. Small declines in South Korea, Australia, virtually unchanged. India, little declines, 0.440. Same with Singapore. Malaysia up over half a percent, and Thailand up 1.25%. Indonesia down about half a percent, and New Zealand down almost 1%. But some, again, China showing the most impressive action in there overall. And if we look at the Europeans, well, mixed. The German DAX index was down all day, but it paired its decline significantly. Remember, that just had the most explosive move and that biggest day, I think yesterday. But it was down half a percent in here today, but was considerably weaker in the after-hours futures trading. The gainers on the day in Europe, though, were in the majority, and it's Switzerland, Sweden, Holland, Spain, France, just a tiny gain, might lose that tomorrow. The UK up strongly 1.57%. And if you live in the UK, if you saw George Osborne's budget statement, I managed to catch it from the home gym, and it kept me up there. I had to do extra routines, which is never a no worries, no worries, as they say. But Osborne, he was on fire. It was a masterful performance. Now, I've been watching budgets. They're mostly a big snore, but since 1970, and I've said it before in these audios, I think George Osborne's the best chancellor I've ever seen. He's certainly right up there, and it was great stuff. My God, I'm biased, of course, but they certainly deserve to win the election on May 6. Not that most people in the country wouldn't have paid any attention to it, but it was a very broadly diversified in terms of the reward. It was good for the whole nation, and plenty of talk about so the sun's shining, and now we're repairing the roof here and reducing the deficit and so on. And a couple of kind of juicy swipes at his opposition, or the opposition candidate, Mr. Miliband. All right, enough political digression here. What happened in the Americas? Interestingly, Brazil. Now, Brazil's all kinds of problems. Prime Minister slumped to, I think, a 13% approval rate. And remember, she was just re-elected not all that long ago. That was a bad choice in my decision. But up sharply for the second consecutive day, up 2.5% in here today. Mexico strong, up nearly 1.4%. Canada firmer. Wall Street good performance. Dow up over 1.25%. S&P up almost as much. Well, I gave you those. I think I gave you those earlier on. So I'm repeating myself. Heaven forfend. And going back to those commodity markets, they were all higher, and we had an upside key day reversal for the CCI index from that short-term oversold condition. Well, I don't think we're going to be put asleep by the markets over the next couple of days, and Friday is the triple witching hour day, I believe, on Wall Street. So stay tuned. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.